East German leader Egon Krantz said his country is serious about reform.
Mündigen Bürger unseres Landes als Ausdruck.
Dan Raviv in Berlin reports there were rallies and demonstrations on both sides of the wall this evening.
The East Germans staged a rally tonight with speakers, including Egon Krantz, there at the podium saying things such as, "We live in the German Democratic Republic. We are communists. We are anti-fascists. This is our place." Meanwhile, here in West Berlin, Chancellor Helmut Kohl of West Germany was calling for greater reform in the East and saying that West Germany is willing to help the East.
Jesse Schulman is on the line with us now from Berlin. Jesse, what's the story there now?
I'm just a few hundred yards from the Berlin Wall. I've just been to Potsdamer Platz, which is and has been for years a derelict piece of land along the wall, which once was one of Europe's busiest central squares. It's where a new checkpoint is supposed to be opened. There is a crowd gathered there, but so far no work has yet begun. The town is completely alive. The streets are jammed. The trains are packed. The subways are packed. People stop and stare, looking at maps. You can tell the young East Germans, they're the ones looking bewildered at maps. One of the more moving sights I've seen was an East German family standing on one of the platforms that Westerners have looked over the wall from in horror, and they were simply trying to figure out exactly where they were and where their home was, and perhaps having their first really good look at the wall that's divided their city.
Newsman Jesse Schulman. Police say at least 100,000 people from all over East Germany crossed into West Berlin during the day. East Block Update. I'm Judy Muller, CBS News.
CBS News. I'm Mike Pulsifer. Witnesses are quoted as saying they have seen East German soldiers dismantling a section of the Berlin Wall as an incredible story keeps unfolding at breakneck speed. East Germany says its decision to open the border to the west is permanent. It's reported nearly 20 new border crossings through the wall will be created at once. The Soviet Union says it supports East Germany's decision to open the border. Peter Schneider teaches German at Dartmouth College in New Hampshire, but he's from West Berlin, and he never thought the day would come when he would see pictures of people standing on the wall, unmolested by soldiers or police.
Suddenly you see hundreds of Berliners on the top of it, walking around and using it as a discotheque almost. It's an unbelievable image. I mean, it will never get out of my head.
East German leaders hope opening the border actually will convince people to stay in the East, comfortable with the knowledge they can cross anytime they wish. Many of those who have crossed since yesterday say they do plan to return. And East German leader Egon Krenz today took more reform-minded steps, firing four more members of the Politburo and announcing an investigation of what he called the gross mistakes that occurred under the leadership of Erich Honecker, his predecessor. Officials of the European community are pondering the change in Eastern Europe. Clifford Smith reports from Brussels.
The opening of the East German border has now unlocked some doors here as well. The European Community Commission says today that the time has now come to develop bilateral relations with East Germany. Its Vice President for External Affairs, Franz Andriessen, is offering to visit East Berlin to explore what he calls areas of mutual interest and support. It's a big change from just yesterday, when the Commission was refusing to commit itself even to negotiations for easier trade. Now, it seems, the aim goes much further. Andriessen will be asking whether the present East German leaders are interested in going beyond trade into other areas of cooperation, as the EC has already agreed with Poland and Hungary. Clifford Smith for CBS News, Brussels.
And another change in a communist country. The president of Bulgaria, who is also the head of the Communist Party there, has resigned both positions. 78-year-old Todor Zhivkov has been in power 35 years. That's longer than any other Eastern European leader. Why he departed has not been revealed, but there was a pro-democracy protest in the capital, Sofia, a week ago. There have been tremendous changes in many communist countries. It started with Mikhail Gorbachev in the Soviet Union, then spread to Hungary and Poland, into East Germany before reaching Bulgaria. Defense Secretary Dick Cheney is amazed.
It's almost mind-boggling. You've only got Ceausescu left as the only old-line communist in Romania in Eastern Europe. Otherwise, if this continues, this pace of change continues, clearly the prospects are there that virtually every government in Eastern Europe will undergo fundamental transformation.
The Soviet news agency TASS reports officials at the Kremlin have ordered four upstart republics to drop some new laws. Moscow contends those laws infringe on the Soviet Constitution. The statutes were designed to make the republics more independent of Moscow, both economically and politically.
President Bush is now addressing the National Association of Realtors in Dallas. We believe he'll take the opportunity to comment on the rapidly changing situation in Eastern Europe. Let's join that speech live.
In the desperate days of 1961, when tanks faced off at Checkpoint Charlie and that terrible barrier was built. Now, the East German government has responded to the wishes of its people. And while no one... And while no one really accurately predicted the speed of the changes underway in Eastern Europe, and certainly I didn't, but last May, right here in Texas, over at Texas A&M, I noted hopeful, indeed remarkable, signs of a Soviet break with the cycles of the past. And I called upon the Soviet Union to support self-determination for the nations of Eastern and Central Europe and to tear down the Iron Curtain. And now we're seeing it happen. And when I visited Poland and Hungary in July, I sensed that historically important events there held the seeds for even more dramatic change. And this played a big part in the decision last July, made really at the G7 meeting in Paris. On the way back, I proposed a face-to-face meeting with President Gorbachev before the next spring summit. And the Malta meeting, given recent events, takes on, I think, even more importance than when I conceived the idea 3.5 months ago. The changes in recent months make clear that the process of reform initiated by the Eastern Europeans and supported by Mr. Gorbachev and by America and by our allies is real, offers us all much hope, and deserves our continued encouragement. We're living in fascinating times, and we will seize every opportunity to contribute to lasting peace and to extend democracy. And in doing so, I will conduct the foreign policy of this great country with the prudence that these fascinating times of change demand, and with the imagination. The 1980s has been the decade of American renewal, and I believe that around the world, the 1990s will inevitably be the decade of democracy. Now back to the subject at hand.
President George Bush in Dallas, now speaking to the National Association of Realtors. He will be proposing a new housing policy to help poor people buy houses and homeless receive shelter. But he began his speech commenting on the rapidly changing events in Eastern Europe. He said he referred to the desperate days of 1961 when tanks were facing each other at the Berlin Wall. Now, of course, the wall is coming down. The process for reform in East Europe, Mr. Bush said, is real. It offers hope and deserves encouragement. He said we live in fascinating times. Indeed, the world order now does seem to be changing. The 1990s, Mr. Bush said, will be the decade of democracy. This is David Jackson, CBS News, New York.
More breathtaking change in Eastern Europe. East Germany now says the Berlin Wall will be torn down and that its open-door travel policy is a permanent one. What's more, the communist leader who's held power for more than three decades in Bulgaria has resigned. When we called Michael Sodero, an East German expert at George Washington University, he had not yet heard that East Germany is planning to tear down the wall.
Extraordinary. Absolutely extraordinary.
Who would have dreamed it even last week?
I've been working on Soviet, East German, West German affairs for 15 years. I wouldn't have dreamed it 3 days ago.
So what's next? The reunification of the two Germanies? Not likely, says Sodero.
Many West German leaders have been saying for quite some time that even if there is a greater opening between the two German states, it does not necessarily mean a unification of the two.
Let's just imagine, though, for a moment, that it happens. I mean, other things have happened that we would never have imagined. What does that do to our concept of East and West, the NATO alliance, the Warsaw alliance, enemies? Everything is up in the air all of a sudden.
Everything is completely up in the air now. It's a completely new situation.
We're watching the death of an ideology.
We're watching the death of an ideology, and we're watching the birth of not only a new Europe, but a completely new situation in East-West relations.
What's your reaction to the news that the Bulgarian leader has just stepped down after 35 years in power?
Well, since you're the first person to tell me this news, let me reach for my coffee and let my head stop spinning. I hadn't heard this. It's extraordinary.
Oh, and one more thing. Since we talked to Sodero, West German Chancellor Helmut Kohl said, quote, "We are ready to build one nation, and we belong together."
East Germany will poke more holes in the Berlin Wall and says freedom to travel is a permanent change. But ordinary people are beating the government to the punch. They're already chipping away at the wall with hammers and chisels. Correspondent Dan Raviv is on the Berlin Wall, and so are many other people.
Tens of thousands of young Berliners, average age I'd say about 22, are on the Berlin Wall. 11 feet tall, this piece of concrete, who knew anyway, turns out to be about 10 feet wide and can fit quite a few people on top. They are on top. They are celebrating. On the East German side, there are hundreds of East German police in paramilitary uniforms. They appear to be unarmed. They're doing nothing but watching. Dan Raviv, CBS News, on the Berlin Wall.
West German Chancellor Helmut Kohl addressed a crowd at West Berlin's town hall, and he told the people East and West Germany belong together.
We're talking about one unity, one Germany, rights and freedom. Long live a free German fatherland. Long live a free, united Europe.
East Germany's ambassador to the U.S., Gerhard Herder, warns that change could be dangerous, that if it gets out of control, it could lead to a bigger conflict. But he acknowledges the citizens have made their voices heard.
In a way, unthinkable still a few months ago, millions of people have expressed their wish for a change.
President Bush addressed a group of realtors in Dallas today, but began his speech with comments about the changes in the East Bloc.
The 1980s has been the decade of American renewal, and I believe that around the world, the 1990s will inevitably be the decade of democracy.
This day also brings change to Bulgaria. That nation's hardline leader, Todor Zhikov, has resigned his dual positions as Communist Party chief and head of state. He was in office for 35 years, and his replacement is thought to be more reform-minded.
In Berlin tonight, they're having a wall party. They're using picks and hammers and chisels, citizens chipping away at the wall that's divided the city for 28 years. They're not waiting for the new holes in the wall that East Germany promises, along with promising that the new freedom to travel is permanent. CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi in Berlin has spent the day with a lot of very happy people.
Didn't take East Berliners long to take advantage of their sudden good fortune.
We are so happy.
Almost everyone seemed to be heading west. Border guards with a well-deserved reputation for being cold and unhelpful handed out white cards, instant visas for people who used to have to wait months, even years, to leave their country legally.
This is only the stamp, and now you can go around the world. That is our free sign.
In many cases, the border guards just glanced at identity documents. But mistrust of the government is ingrained here, and not everyone expects it to stay so easy. Alan Pizzi, CBS News, East Berlin.
Correspondent Dan Rather is in Berlin now and is just reporting that the situation at the wall is becoming a bit more tense.
A loudspeaker has given four warnings. You may have heard it in the background just a moment ago. And the fourth warning was, we are telling you again, those of you on the wall, to get off, get back into your own territory. And back in the dark, just back over there a few yards is, after all, East German territory. We can see water cannon being rolled into place.
But as of this moment anyway, those water cannon have not been used. President Bush welcomed the new freedoms showing up in the East Bloc at a speech today in Dallas.
I was moved, as you all were, by the pictures of Berliners from East and West standing atop the wall with chisels and hammers, celebrating the opening of the most vivid symbol of the Iron Curtain.
Mr. Bush spoke to the National Association of Realtors, unveiling a $4 billion package to make home buying more available to the poor. The Kremlin is telling the Soviet republics of Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia to rein in their nationalism. The message from Moscow, recently passed local laws for more economic and political independence, must go. Bulgaria's Communist Party leader of 35 years, Todor Zhivkov, has resigned. No reasons given, but the man who will replace him is described by diplomats in Sofia as a middle-of-the-roader.